I brought something because John 1, verse 14 is my favorite verse. If you ask me today, it's my favorite verse. So I brought a tent. And let me explain. When it says, dwelt among us, one way to translate that would be to tabernacle among us, to tent among us. The tabernacle, the movable tent that they used to worship God in the wilderness. And it says Jesus tabernacled. He set up his tent. So if you want to look on page 9 there, where you've got the scripture readings, John chapter 1, verse 14. Here's how this works. It said the Word became flesh. But stop there for a second, the Word. That's how John begins his gospel. He begins talking about the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This concept of the Word. And we think of it as, you know, God's Word, but really there's this idea even in the Greek culture and way back in lots of cultures that there was this Word, Logos, this divine, abstract, invisible, deep, mysterious truth. And somehow if we were doing the right religious, spiritual things, we would find this Word. A deep, mysterious, invisible truth. And so when John says the Word became flesh, he is going against everything a lot of people have been thinking. They thought if we're really spiritual, we'll discover this thing that's way out there that can't be seen. And instead, John is saying the Word became flesh, right? There at Christmas, right? The Word became flesh. Jesus took on flesh and became a child. And when Jesus takes on flesh, that's when he begins to dwell among us in this sense of this verse, to set up tent, to be our neighbor at the campground, if you will. How many have been camping this summer? Not a person in... Okay, yes, you've been camping. You're the only ones who've been camping in this whole... Wow, you all got to go camping. All right, but you know what a campground is, right? So Jesus dwelt among us. He tabernacled. He tented among us. He was our campground neighbor when he took on flesh. And when we get to his tent and we talk to Jesus, we find that he is full of grace and truth. I mean, just look at some of those things that he said on page 9, all from the Gospel of John. He was saying, you know, before Abraham was. In other words, before Abraham was born, I am. I'm eternal. Or, I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. His words are full of grace and truth. And so we hang out with Jesus at his campsite, around the campfire, to learn from him these words of full of grace and truth. And we find out that that invisible word, divine truth, has indeed taken on flesh and is found in the person of Jesus. It's not something way out there. It is something that God has brought into our midst and brings into our midst in human words in Scripture so that we can know these words that are full of grace and truth. But let's back up for a second. This all begins in another way that really all these I am statements that Jesus makes, they take us back to Exodus. They take us back to Moses. Moses, who is taking care of some flocks for his father-in-law, and he's out there, and suddenly he sees this bush over to the side, and it's burning, but it's not burning up, and he says, let me go see this thing, and he has this encounter with God the Father. And it is in that moment that he learns the Father's name, Yahweh. I am who I am. Here's how it works. Maybe even Moses had this idea of the word or some divine truth that was invisible or something like that. It's you know, Moses, you know, he was a Jew, but it seems like, you know, maybe he's not quite sure what that's going to mean. And so maybe he, like many people, had this idea that to be spiritual was something invisible and deep and mysterious. And so then he's walking along, and suddenly there, God has taken on flesh, so to speak, if you will, when he is in the burning bush, right? Suddenly God, who's supposed to be so mysterious and invisible, suddenly God is there speaking in from a bush that's burning. That's very earthy. I read one person who said, we try to be more spiritual than God. We think God needs to be that invisible thing. And then here comes God and he says, no, I can show up in a burning bush if I want to. That's not beneath me. So Moses is there, the burning bush is there, and he is having this encounter with God and God's presence. And he learns God's name, I am. And meanwhile, God goes on to lead Moses so that the people are led, and they are led by his presence. A pillar of fire by night leads them. A cloud fills the tabernacle with God's presence. God's presence is there as God tabernacled with them. He said, set up a tabernacle, and that is where you will come, and that is where I will be found. And when you find me, you will see that my words are full of grace and truth. They pointed out sin, words that pointed out sin and commandments, and yet words also where God is saying, I will redeem you, I will buy you back, I will forgive you, I will save you. So then we search today. And I don't know if any of you resonate with that idea of looking for something more spiritual. I know I do. Thinking I've got to have some sort of big spiritual moment. It's invisible. It's hard to find. It's hard to talk about. It's just going to be some sort of lightning bolt moment. And we search for this. But we find that God has taken on flesh. He has been found where he said he'd be found. He is found in the words of Scripture. Again, human words. God chooses to use human words in order to tell us his truths. He is found where he said he'd be found. He is found in the water and word of baptism. He's found in the bread and the wine and the word of the Lord's Supper. He is found in the church, the big C church, and everywhere where his name is proclaimed. He is not saying that we need to find him in some invisible moment, in some invisible, strange language that is from God. No, he says, I will be found among you, in the flesh as a child, in a burning bush, in the Bible, in the sacraments, in his people. And he is tabernacling with us still. He is still tenting with us. He is still our campsite neighbor. And he is still full of grace and truth. That grace and truth in his word. Again, you look at these things that Jesus declared. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the vine. You are the branches. We come to his campsite. We sit by the campfire. We hear his word. And we see that he has dwelt among us. And he is full of grace and truth. It's not just some mysterious thing way out there. God is in our midst. But then here's the thing. We're not the only ones who might be struggling to figure out what is spiritual and where is spiritual truth. There are people around us all the time who are looking for those spiritual truths and spiritual moments and insights into life. And many people think that there must be some kind of invisible thing or something that just sort of happens, or, you know, if they wait around, God's going to send it to them somehow. People are searching. And so then God says that His Word and His Spirit are in us. It takes on flesh in us, if you will. I mean, different than Jesus taking on flesh, right? He's the divine Son of God and He takes on flesh, right? God and man, right? That's different. But what I'm saying is, God, the way God chooses to work in the world is that when people are searching for spiritual truths, He doesn't zap them. Instead, He gives us His Word and His Spirit. He puts it, you know, in us. We enflesh His truth. We walk around with His truth in us and in our mouths. And so we then go and tabernacle in our communities. We set up tents in our communities. We live among our communities with God at work in us and through us, and God's words that are full of grace and truth in us. Now, just to clarify, the tabernacling, the tenting in your neighborhoods, that's a metaphor. It doesn't mean you have to set up tents today and sleep in tents tonight, okay? But God has planted you there. God has put you in the campground. And He's given you words, His words, that are full of grace and truth. But that is incredibly scary to us. Does seem to be the way God works, and it seems incredibly scary that somehow those His words are going to be in us and that He would use us. And, well, here's the fortunate thing. The fortunate thing, as we are tabernacling, tenting in our communities, the fortunate thing is we're more like campground hosts. You know what a campground host is? Anybody know what a campground host is? What's a campground host? Right. So a campground host is someone who does some volunteering work, usually just in exchange for a campground space. They're the ones who hand out your maps, make sure everybody's happy, help you to know where to find water or wood, those kind of things. They're a host. And we are campground hosts as the people of God, because as people come seeking and they're wondering about spiritual truths, our main role is to tell them which campsite Jesus is at. Hey, you're spiritually seeking? Go down to campsite 7. 7's a divine number. Sometimes He's at campsite 3 with the Trinity. But anyways, campsite 7. Go down there. I'll be down there later. Let's gather around this campfire with Jesus. And He is full of grace and truth. Our role as campground hosts, our role as God's people, our role as people on God's mission isn't to be Jesus. It is to point to Jesus. Is to invite other people to come along with us and hear His campfire stories, His words of that are full of grace and truth. We direct people to Jesus because that is where we see that God is at work. We point people to the truth in Jesus because He is full of grace and truth. And we do this as we live among our communities. Work, school, neighborhoods, friends, just out and about. We tabernacle, we tent in our communities because God has chosen, and we trust that He knows what He is doing. He has chosen for His Word and His Spirit to take on flesh in the sense of He's going to work through us. We trust Him in this. And we believe that is the divine Word of God. It is the divine Word of God in Jesus that all people seek. They may have lots of ideas of what they think they're going to get spiritually, but we trust from God's word that when he sent his son, it wasn't sort of like a, well, here's a little bit of it. No, he was full of grace and truth and everything that we need for forgiveness and salvation, to know that that Jesus died and rose again so that we also will rise again. Everything is to be found in Jesus, the divine word. So go camping this week, whatever that looks like. Go tabernacling, go tenting. And then trust that your role as a campground host and point to Jesus, who gave you hope, gave you some good songs to sing at the campfire, maybe even shared his s'mores. But in the midst of all of that, you found that he was full of grace and truth, and that has given you hope. Amen.